Young Nodal.
Hello.
Good. Oh, wow. Good dog.
So this is Noodle the Spoodle. Noodle is a cross between a Spaniel and a poodle. He has a black, curly, shiny coat, and he's much bigger than we expected him to be.
Noodle is the most friendly dog that Aidan and I have ever met. Noodle has a long day ahead of him, and it starts by greeting the children in the morning as they walk in.
Noodle! Noodle! Noodle!
Let me ask you a quick question. When it was the nativity, what happened?
Noodle.
What did he do? I'm Susie Weaver, and I'm the principal of Warscourt Farm Academy. And this is Noodle, our school dog.
So, what gave you the idea of having a school dog?
So, it's a great question. I'd already boarded guide dogs and taken them into school and seen the value of having a dog in school. And we just thought it would be lovely. Noodle obviously adds that family feel to the school that we were looking for quite instantly.
How has Noodle helped the children?
To begin with, you know, some of our children might be either really confident readers and they want to share and celebrate their brilliant reading with Noodle, or children who are that, you know, a little bit more nervous around reading or practicing their keywords. So we might persuade them, I suppose, to come and share a story with Noodle, or also read the books that they're starting to learn to read to Noodle. So he makes a really fun member of a different kind of audience.
Now, do you remember we made up a song, didn't we? Especially all about Noodle. So we thought it'd be really lovely if we could sing our Noodle song today. Should we start off with Furry? Because he is very furry, isn't he? So.
How does Noodle make you feel? Does he make you feel happy?
Yeah. Yes. Very happy. He's soft and fluffy.
I like stroking him.
And I like stroking him.
Because he's very soft.
And because he's very fluffy.
Do you like playing with Noodle?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Noodle is barking.
He's talking to us, isn't he?
Noodle stands by the door with Miss Weaver and lets everyone in.
If you hurt yourself in the playground, does he help you?
Yes. He'll help you cuddle him and then your cry will stop.
I was afraid of dogs, but now I'm not. I like how fluffy Noodle is.
Noodle's tail is wacky. Noodle's tail is wacky.
Noodle's tail is wacky.
Well, when you saw Noodle is very sniffy, he came over here and sniffed all the wooden blocks. And then you said he's very waggly, he went over there and waggled his tail.
So to what extent has Noodle made a difference?
I think he's made a difference to the way the children interact with each other. He really helps them with that sort of understanding and being empathetic and sympathetic. So lots of the kind of social and emotional things we're able to talk about through Noodle.
Noodle doesn't just help out at the school. Sometimes he visits Beaufort Grange care home across the road.
He's so sorry we're late.
Hello. How are you?
We have come to the care home to find out what he does.
Hello, Noodle. Lovely to see you again. You're growing, aren't you?
My name's Alexandra Crew, and I manage Beaufort Grange here in Bristol. Noodle has brought life into the home when he comes. He's very vibrant, and he's here, there and everywhere, and the residents love it.
When Noodle comes over to the home, what do the elderly do with him?
He joins in with their daily life when they're either sat in the bistro having a coffee with their relatives and friends. Noodle was joining in with them. Most people at some point in their life have had pets, so why, when they come into a care home, does that have to stop?
Back at the school, it is time for Noodle to have lunch.
Staff hope he'll help lots of children in the future and maybe other schools will get a dog too.
It has been a pleasure talking to everyone here at Warscourt Farm Academy.
This is Jacob and Adam reporting for the BBC News School Report.